As we move into the third week of Lent, there are many themes that are challenging. First, these people have been getting ready for a couple of years now for baptism, and now they're in Lent. That means in most places that did what the Church of Jerusalem did, they were meeting with the bishop at 6 o'clock every morning, between 6 and 9, every morning during Lent, with the bishop himself, in most dioceses, because he was the teacher. That sounds like it's an awful thing I have to do, but I get up at 6, but you know, the sun rises quite early on the equator, and it's not, they're close to the equator, and everybody's up. But now things are getting serious, okay? So first, they're encouraged. It's not just Israel it's called. So they give the story here of Naaman. And our Lord's words about the widow of Zarephath and Naaman again. Non-Jews who are called to salvation. Then we have the scandal. They are being taught, as we are taught, that if you will be washed in this water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and your heart, and you believe, and your heart is open, you will receive divine life, and you will become eternal. That's a pretty big thing that, you know, we, most of us grow up, you know, thinking that way, so the images or the concepts are familiar to us. But do we ever stop and think what we're saying? That water, with those words, is going to give us eternal life. Every time there's a baby born, everybody runs to get it baptized. Right. You see the challenge? We're so used to this sort of thing that we're not amazed. Huh? Now, John the Baptist was the one who started this process with his baptism. And Jesus underwent John's baptism, which was a sign of conversion and a sign, I accept my vocation as an Israelite. And Jesus did that. I accept my vocation as a son of Israel, which happens to be, since I am the eternal Son of God, I am the Messiah. I am the servant of Israel. And when he was baptized, the Father declared, "This is my Son." He does that at every baptism. And so St. Augustine says, you see, with his wonderful gift for language, he says, "Accedit verbum ad elementum et fit sacramentum." The word comes to the element, in this case the water, and there's a sacrament. What word? Yes, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But the word that comes is the whole gospel. It's the whole gospel that comes. The whole proclamation of who God is, of who Jesus Christ is as the eternal Son of God. And as that word is pronounced, and this rite is effected, God pours out eternal life into that person. And that comes from the word that bears the cross. It's awesome, isn't it? And that's how it all gets started. Accedit verbum ad elementum et fit sacramentum. True of every sacrament. But in this one we see it. And so you see, we're beginning now some themes that will keep us, carry us until we get to celebrate the resurrection. One of them is that this is for everybody. Naaman, the widow of Zarephath. Yeah, the Canaanite woman whose daughter was sick. This is for everybody. The centurion whose boy was sick. See, this is for everybody. But like Naaman, people could say, I mean, like water and that's it? I want candles and, you know, like the initiation rites among the in the mystery religions. I want something a little more dramatic. I mean, just water? That's it. It's water. One of the primal elements of the world. And to go down into that water, which is the best way, but, and come out again. And as those words are said in faith, with the whole authority of the church, that person receives divine life. Think about that. Think about the humility of it. And the humility that it asks of us. Yeah, that's how it happens. That's how we become eternal. And then, of course, is the theme of conflict. In the gospel, our Lord says there were many, you know, widows in Israel, but Elijah only went to the widow of Zarephath. Huh? There were many lepers in Israel, but he only went to Naaman. So two Ausländer, two non-Jews, see, are healed. And that begins the theme of conflict. We had very little conflict so far. And yet we have to understand now why. Oh, those dumb Jews. No. Those dumb Christians going through Lent and not getting it. We're called to understand the meaning of humility and conflict and the simple things of nature and of reality to bring us the grace of Christ, bread and wine.